freedom of the press, part of the First Amendment to our Constitution, is being chipped away. That's according to an annual index of press freedom put together by Reporters Without Borders. The World Press Freedom Index ranks the United States 48th among 180 nations surveyed. The authors of the report attribute the decline to President Trump's anti-press rhetoric. We're going to talk more about it. We're going to turn to the KCBS RingCentral Newsline and speak with the University of Oregon journalism professor Peter Laffer. He's also planning on attending a forum in Ethiopia next month on World Press Freedom Day. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. What are some of your takeaways from this report?
Well, first of all, of course, I'm sure we agree that it's absolutely pitiful. Here we are, the United States of America, founded in part on press freedoms, and we talk about press freedom all the time as just an inherent aspect of our culture and our society, and we are appropriately dinged by Reporters Without Borders. But there is good news, and the good news is that as offensive as the assaults on the press, on the news media by the president have been, as offensive as they have been, what they have done is made us more aware of the importance of a free press to our healthy democracy, a functioning democracy. And I think, I like to hope, at any rate, that this is the bottom. We've hit the bottom, and we are building back on that index. And much more important than the index, we're building back on our society realizing that we have to embrace reporters and editors and a free press, because without the watchdogs afflicting the comfortable and comforting the afflicted, we're all in the gutter.
Professor, in this country, journalists certainly have had to weather a number of Twitter storms, for example, from the president and others. But that sort of pales in comparison to what journalists overseas in some dangerous places have had to deal with, including death.
Well, absolutely. And if you look at the mortality rate of journalists in places where some of us vacation, like just south of us in Mexico, in Syria, places where it is the most dangerous in Syria and Mexico in the world to be practicing journalism. Yes, what we suffer here is absolutely nothing, because we're not suffering. We journalists, and we journalism educators and journalism students, can turn this around, and we are turning it around. At the University of Oregon, we are seeing surges of interest in journalism, the same as we saw after Watergate. So in some perverse manner, we can look at the heinous attacks by this president as serving journalism and reminding Americans and the world of the critical importance of journalism for healthy, functioning, free societies.
Thank you so much. University of Oregon journalism professor Peter Laffer.